Since the Sandbox fans, we are back continuing the positional ranking series. To this point, you should have heard every position from the safeties to the linebackers. We're giving you the last two positions on the defensive side of the ball. The edge, our defensive ends and outside linebackers, and then our defensive line group, which will be coming up next. A lot of our interior guys, our D-tackles, our nose tackles. Tuan, I think this edge conversation is really going to cause some controversy. I want to start off by saying no Hassan Reddick. I know you're a big Hassan Reddick guy.
Not in mine either.
I feel like he didn't have the crazy year. I feel like there was a big drop off from last year. I know that that's a really talented group, and I just feel like for the numbers that he has had, it just wasn't up to par. But I do have your guy, Aiden Hutchinson, off the list. Look, Aiden Hutchinson, very respected pass rusher, a top in the league. But I feel like there was a good 7 week span. And trust me, I know this because I bet his sack numbers consistently to the middle of the season. He disappeared for a little bit. I know you want, I know you'll have a lot to really say with that. But to start my rankings here at 10, I have the New York Giant, who had a huge year this year. Kayvon Thibodeau at 10. He had 12 sacks, 12 tackles for loss, 4 pass deflections, and 3 forced fumbles. I feel like this is the year that the Giants were hoping to see from him. It's been a little bit since we've had a really good pass rusher. And being able to pair that up with Dexter Lawrence, another guy we'll talk about later on today, I feel like this was really the good progress that our defensive side of the ball needed. I know a lot of that could have been because of wing scheme. We had good secondary play this year. The defense was pretty solid for the New York Giants, but I will say our offense was really our woes, and hoping that that's something that can get fixed going forward with the healthy Daniel Jones and whatever the future may look like. But Kayvon Thibodeau was the guy that I had in here over Aiden Hutchinson, just because I felt like throughout the 16, 17 weeks of the season, I thought he played a little bit more consistently. Very comparable numbers in the season.
They are comparable. Giants fan. There are a few honorable mentions for this list. Some people that didn't make it that definitely had neither name shouted out. Tibbs didn't make my list, but he's one of them. Za'Darius Smith just missed. Jermaine Johnson just missed. George Karlaftis, as much as I fucking hate that team, just missed. And Greg Rousseau just missed.
Okay. So all names that are right on the cusp of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Any of those, I'm actually not going to have the fans spoil it, but we'll see if any of those made your list. But at 10, I had Aiden Hutchinson here at 10. So I didn't have him in some crazy high spot. I get what you're saying. He did disappear a little bit this season, but he still had an incredible year. 51 tackles, 11 and a half sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 2 recovered. He had a pick, 7 pass deflections from the D-end position. He's not one of those outside linebackers coming to edge rush.
Yeah.
He's a D-end edge rushing. He gets mugged 90% of the time. Now, we're going to talk about someone on this list that actually gets mugged 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And they're going to come up later, and that's why they're so high on the list. But I got to put respect on Aiden Hutchinson's name. Still had an awesome year this year, and for a defense that was very bad against the pass, he was one of their bright spots, along with a safety that was in my list as Brian Branch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I respect his game a lot. I feel like he's going to be a huge part to the Lions' success going forward. At 9, this could be a little bit low for this guy. I'm interested to hear where you have him on the list, because I can't imagine if you went through your honorable mentions and didn't say his name that he has to be on the list. And this guy is somebody that you wouldn't expect to be in this list, but this is, I want to say, 2 or 3 years in a row since going over to the Bengals. So this is where I have Trey Hendrickson coming over from the Saints. You know, I didn't think that he was going to be one of those top pass rushers in the NFL or anything like that. But consistently, year after year, 15-plus sack seasons. This year, he had 17 and a half. He's involved in the run game with 16 tackles for loss. I feel like he is filling a void that Bengals team has had for such a long time, and I know that this was a really disappointing year. There wasn't too many players on that Bengals offense or defense that got a lot of love or recognition for their play, with the exception of maybe the coaches and Jacob Browning, who pretty good fill-in for Joe Burrow there.
But honestly, I loved the Browning era for a little bit. It was a fun time.
This is a big Bengals guy this year, that's why.
I like the Bengals. Early Super Bowl prediction, how about this right now? Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Wow.
Joe Burrow coming back. I mean, he is Pat Mahomes' daddy, so.
We will see what happens. But Trey Hendrickson here at 9, I feel like he could be higher on the list with the numbers that he was able to put up this year. But this is a very respectable list, so Couldn't put him.
I mean, he's got to be on the list. It is a little low for me, but I mean, appreciate you putting him in the list because he obviously deserves it. But I mean, I think we're going to have a couple flip-flops here. I might, this guy, next guy that I have might be low on your list. Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
So I had Montez Sweat here at 9. Went from Washington to Chicago, 57 total tackles, 12 and a half sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 4 pass deflections, but the numbers don't say everything he did. He yeah. came over to Chicago, and that defense immediately got better.
Yeah.
So his ability to change from team to team, make Washington's pass rush look good because he's on it, and then have Chicago's defense just overall get better the second he joins – there's no reason he shouldn't be on my list. He's here at 9. Montez Sweat on Chicago. Great year. I expect he's going to be climbing up this list in a year to come.
No sweat on the list.
No sweat on the list.
Yeah,
man.
So I know you're going to have a real big name that didn't make the list, and I'm dying to know who it is.
You're going to ball bust before.
I'm dying to know.
A real big name that didn't make the list.
All yeah, right. You have to. At 8, this is where I had Danielle Hunter. On your list?
Yep, he's on my list.
All right, so this is even going to get more spicy as we creep closer to 1. But year after year, this guy is in trade conversations. The Vikings have counted him out. I'm pretty sure they've had multiple law cases on this dude just for you know, some anger issues or whatever else the case may be. But whatever the narrative is about Danielle Hunter, he continues to put that aside with his play on the field. So maybe he's a maniac off the field. Maybe he's a maniac in the locker room. No idea. But if he can give me 16 and a half sacks and 23 tackles for loss every single year, you could be the maniac all you want as long as players like playing with you.
To do it at his age, too, is yeah. nuts. Like yeah. He's an older guy. And he had like a little bit of a tough year last year. And I know he was kind of banged up, but I mean, what a great season he had. Now, I'm not going to talk about him too much because I'm going to get to him a little bit later, but Danielle Hunter, man.
Yeah, and I just feel like that Vikings defense, you know, is still like on the up and up with Brian Flores there. You know, as long as he's still, you know, a coach as part of that staff, I do have, you know, a lot of faith that they will be like a good unit, and they don't have the personnel yet. You know, we talked about a Cam Bynum. I think they're lacking a little bit at the linebacker position. Being able to have a guy like Hunter up front, I feel like is only going to help to round out that team. They continue to invest in the defensive side of the ball and figure out what that quarterback scenario is going to be and if Justin Jefferson is going to be a part of the future. I feel like that's all a huge part, but you can't neglect the season that Danielle Hunter had with the absolute crazy stats.
Love it. Great pick. My number 8, career resurgence out there in L.A. for Khalil Mack. What a season from Khalil Mack. Now, I get 6 of his 17 sacks came in one game. I get that. But the dude was on fire. And yeah. this is coming after a couple years where it was shaky, where you're like, he's washed.
On the
right?
back end of his career.
Yeah, he's not. He just doesn't got it anymore. Yeah. Sure yeah. as shit. Comes walking right out, 17 sacks this year, 74 total tackles, 5 forced fumbles, 10 pass deflections.
Those are huge numbers.
Huge numbers, career resurgence from Khalil Mack. He's not up there at number 1 because I've seen him have better seasons, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is a hell of a season. I got him here at 8. It's just good to see him back on the list, Steve.
Yeah, and I have him here at 7. And all I would add in there is just 21 tackles for loss. So it's like, regardless if he's getting after the passer or he's batting down balls, he's getting after the quarterback, he's stopping the run game. And not only that, but he came in to be an added option for the pass rusher, and now he's the primary pass rusher. And I think the Chargers are going to be trying to figure out, how the hell do we get rid of Joey Bosa's contract?
Seriously, that dude has eaten up so much money over there. But again, they might need to keep him because of Khalil Mack. I don't know how much longer in the career he has. I think he's 36 now. So
invest in a draft someone though. Right. Like, I really don't think that the Chargers can contend to win that division or a Super Bowl at that with Jim Harbaugh by paying a dude $30 million to play 6 games a year.
Herbert on the other side getting paid
yeah,
a lot, too.
And we talked about it a lot last year with the amount of injuries and the dollars that were spent on that. It's year after year the same trend for the Chargers defense. The only way you could change it, change the players, change the personnel. I'm sure the defensive scheme is going to be extremely different, but I think 8's a good spot. I have him here at 7, so not too far off. And I think Khalil Mack still has a lot of good football to play.
Love that. Great positioning. Steve, I might get some hate from here at 7. You might say it's low, but I don't really know where you stand yet because we kind of had some similar thoughts here. You may call it low. The fans will definitely call it low. Michael Parsons at 7, Steve.
Okay, it's not too low. From where I have him, it's lower than I would have expected. I'm dying to know the six guys that you have above him, though.
I'm gonna steal a little bit of your Aiden Hutchinson logic here and just say that at the beginning half of the season, like, Michael Parsons was depoy.
Couldn't
in the
agree.
Back half of the year, the Cowboys fell off
on
like the defensive end. And Michael Parsons kind of just fell off. It's almost like the league started to figure out what he's got to do. So I just think, again, he's got to be in this conversation, especially with having 64 tackles, 14 sacks, a forced fumble, two pass deflections. But, like, at the end of the day, we've seen better seasons out of Michael Parsons. So he's in this list.
It's crazy because he's only been in the league for 3 years.
It is crazy because he's, what, 2-3 last year? Seven here for Michael Parsons. Great season. But there are some pass rushers that did a little bit better than him.
Have him a little bit higher, and I'll talk a little bit more about Micah Parsons. But at 6, I think this is a player that you left off your list.
Okay.
Nick Bosa.
Nope.
You got Nick Bosa on your list.
I got Nick Bosa. Now I'm really freaking out.
Wow. Who the fuck yeah. That's wicked funny. But a little bit of a slower season, especially when you look at the numbers. I mean, you saw Nick Bosa lead the NFL in sacks last year. I didn't get my DPOY correct this year, but it's okay. Cut in half his sack numbers, 10.5. But I feel like when you're getting double and triple teams and you know, you're going against the league's best, it's really hard to be able to produce that. And I feel like getting Chase Young in there, having Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, like, there's just a lot that needs to go around. His impact was felt every single play, and he still had a Pro Football Focus grade of 92. So it's not like his ability wore off at all. It's just the numbers didn't translate to that because you had Kinlaw getting sacks like from him and things like that too. So Nick Bosa, a great season affecting the pass game, the run game. He had the pass deflections, the forced fumbles. So still a great season. Just outside the top 5, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, but have more to share.
Love it. Ooh,
pause.
That was a tough one. So at 6 is where I have Trey Hendrickson.
Okay.
So I think he had an incredible season. He was the anchor on that defense. He was a force to be reckoned with in the backfield. One of the bright spots on the Bengals this year. I think the light was really shined on him, and he did a great job. You can also tell, like, his development in Sam Hubbard has been pivotal as well.
Yes.
So being able to see a guy do that as a leader as well, love to see it. Trey Hendrickson here at 6, just to highlight, 17.5 sacks is a big damn number.
Yeah.
So I got him here at 6, Steve.
Absolutely. And my 5 is just Micah Parsons. So, like,
right.
Just not like I said, not too far off. The only other thing that I would add to Micah Parsons is he had a Pro Football Focus grade of 92. So very still, like, consistent season. Great year from him.
Mm-hmm.
He affected the run game, 18 tackles for loss. But I feel like the versatility of Micah Parsons is so underrated. And that you said it perfectly. He was so present the first 6 weeks of the season, and then it kind of died down. When the Cowboys started to play a little bit better, too, because they started to play better towards the back end of the year. But this is a guy that was coming into the league, could have played stand-up inside linebacker,
mm-hmm.
could have played outside linebacker, could have played defensive end. Now you see him potentially being lined up in the interior defensive line and with a bunch of different blitz packages and everything else. So I feel like Micah Parsons' best. I know that we've seen great seasons from him, but I still feel like his best is yet to come, honestly. I think 5's a good spot for him. I think he's the most versatile player on this list, if you want me to be honest.
I think as far as versatility goes, I think it's him and there's one other guy who I'm going to get to later. But Steve, at 5, I don't want to spend too much time on it because you talked about it. And this is where I have Danielle Hunter.
Okay.
Because of the sheer resurgence of this dude's career. This is one of his better seasons. And to think that he's been in the league this long and this is one of his better seasons, I'm not saying it's his best season, but this is a top 3 season. He played absolutely incredible all year long. The guy's a freak. I mean, you said it again, 16.5 sacks out of like a 33, 34-year-old is nuts. So awesome season for Danielle
Hunter.
Keep chugging, buddy. Right there at 5. Danielle Hunter, you've made it, brother.
At 4, this is where I have the other guy. Josh Allen. This is where I have Josh Allen here on the list. I think he absolutely deserves a spot. Just as many tackles for loss as sacks with 17 there. We were looking for this step to kind of come to fruition out of the Jaguars. You thought they were going to have that 12-13 win season. I was happy to see that Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker both had seasons that we kind of expected from them. That defense wasn't the reason why they fell off this year. There was some injuries on the offensive side of the ball. On the back end, were just really hard to overcome. Lawrence, I feel like from week 9 on, was dealing with a bunch of different injuries. And I feel like there was a lot of different, I don't want to say...
ETN was hurt all year, too.
ETN was banged up, but I feel like they just had so many different transitions throughout the year on both sides of the ball. You know, the guy, Josh Allen, it was absolutely consistent throughout, and I'm happy that he's finally came to fruition as one of these top pass rushers and getting the recognition for that. But offensively, there was weeks when it was Christian Kirk, it was Calvin Ridley, it was ETN. You know, I just feel like there was a lot of different moving pieces and there wasn't so much consistency, obviously tossing Evan Ingram in with that. But on the defensive side of the ball, I think the biggest challenge is just staying consistent with this next year. And, you know, this was a team that they might have been on top of the division, but Houston got a lot more love than they did. The Colts next year with Anthony Richardson might be more of a threat than the Jacksonville Jaguars are. I don't know if a lot of that comes down to Trevor Lawrence at the quarterback position. I don't know if that comes down to coaching. I don't know if it's just them being young in their development since that was the first year with Doug Peterson. But the expectations are going to be just as high in Jacksonville as they are in Houston.
Yep.
But Houston's getting a lot of that conversation right now.
Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, Indy's coming up. So that was my snub.
Wow.
That's a bad one.
That's a bad, dude, 17 that's tackles for loss, 17 and a half sacks, a pass deflection, interception, 2 forced fumbles.
I'm an idiot for that one. Yep. Understand, especially being a huge
Can't say
guy,
he's better than Aiden Hutchinson.
But he's not. No. Because if I put him in this list,
Hutchinson
I probably have him right above Danielle Hunter. Like, he's top 5.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm going to push blame onto the NFL. The NFL spends all their time absolutely glazing Casey and San Fran and all
you
these
You didn't even get a Casey
flashy
guy on the
teams,
list.
All these flashy teams. And they always leave out Josh Allen. Josh Allen does not get talked enough about. And I can't believe, and I'm a, like, I did it. Like, I did it. I didn't even think of him when doing this. That's on me. But the NFL, like, if they want to start
Don't blame the NFL.
They need to start talking about their best players and not the trendy ones. Okay?
Stop it. That's what I want. Look.
Listen.
Yesterday, Danielle was on the couch. We just got in from, we went on a ride yesterday, and she played me a song. She's like, Steven, she started recording me. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on right now? It was a fake Taylor Swift song about like Travis Kelce and how she's going to get a ring on it too and like all this shit. And she didn't actually sing it. I want to say it was like AI or some shit. But I'm like, Danielle, she was all about like the Taylor Swift stuff, but she definitely thought that it was a lot at points in time, right? But bringing that up in a conversation is part of that problem. You saying all that shit about George Karlaftis and not having Josh Allen on this list is part of that problem.
That was bad. That was really bad. So realistically, if I were to remake it, he's in the top 5. But like, nobody fucking talks about the guy, so I forget about him.
So that would mean that Hutch would be out, though.
Hutch would be out. 100%. I'm totally cool saying it. I'm reasonable. But fuck you, Goodell. Like, seriously.
Stop. Talk about your stars.
Look. Talk about your stars.
Would you rather have Adam Silva running the NFL than
No,
Goodell?
Because Adam Silva is so... I still think the NFL is a little less woke than the NBA, so I'm going to go pro. Here we go. I'm going fucking hot. But
God.
Regardless, I think Adam Silva is just like... If you were to put a picture of, like, when you call somebody a weenie, Adam Silva is like... Weenie Hut General President.
I was going to say, is he working at Weenie Hut Junior or
literally,
Weenie Hut General?
He's the bouncer at Weenie Hut General. But at Steve.
Yeah, let's hear.
Should be Josh Allen, but this is where I have Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa had an awesome year, and again, his stats don't pop off the page and everything like that. But again, like we talked about, it's not always about the stats. The guy's getting double, triple all the time, and he's still getting in the backfield. We saw it in the Super Bowl. Now, I get that we're going to complain about holding. There were some bad holds, but overall, they kind of let the guys play. I generally like when they let the guys play. There were some bad ones, but at the end of the day, there were some bad spots for Kansas City, so I'm not going to complain about it. Nick Bosa still had an awesome season, but he's here at four because there are three guys that took the cake. And Steve, I think we're going to have the same three guys going up.
Yeah.
Do we...
I'll go through the, okay. the 3-2-1. We don't have to, you know, elaborate too much on these guys. But at three, this is where I have Myles Garrett. I just thought that the numbers were a little bit lower. I thought that you could put any single one of these guys at one.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the season was a little bit more impressive from Max Crosby at two.
Agreed.
And TJ Watt at one, who I believe they both deserve that love. Just think that we've seen better seasons from Myles Garrett, but I feel like you... The highest pro football grade in the entire NFL, Myles Garrett with a 94.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so impressive. And I just feel like that's a testament to the Browns season, just being able to have guys like that. When the season you thought was over with Nick Chubb, when Deshaun Watson wasn't coming back, and it was like, wow, like, we thought that this was our year. They still made that year about them, and I know that they didn't win the playoff game that we all kind of thought that they were. But I put Myles Garrett here because I thought that the ability to be able to play every single snap effectively through injury, I feel like is an absolute testament to this guy. Being able to have the relationship that he now has with his new coach and Antonio Pierce, I feel like is only going to be a wonderful thing for our eyes on the defensive side of the ball for years to come. Couldn't be more ecstatic about the season that Max Crosby had, 23 tackles for loss and 14 and a half sacks.
Him doing what he does allowed for someone like Spillane to kind of come in their own.
Absolutely.
So, like, he really did help with that. And he is the most – you want to talk about under-talk when I talk about Josh Allen – Max Crosby is not talked about enough, dude.
Yeah.
This guy is a monster, an absolute monster, and he has held more than any player in the NFL I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane, but he just has a motor that doesn't stop. I have never seen someone in football have that fucking motor.
Yeah.
He's got that motor, and he just goes.
For sure.
And I'm right there with you. 3-2-1 is Garrett, Crosby, Watt for me as well.
And then Watt just, I mean, 19 sacks and 19 tackles for loss is crazy. I thought that this was the right order. I thought this was the way it was deserving. I'm telling you guys right now, Max Crosby is my prediction for Defensive Player of the Year next year. He's going to beat that 14.5 sack number, no doubt. Tackles for loss, it's tough to get more than 23 tackles for loss. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if there's a guy that I'm putting money on to do it, it's Max Crosby.
I'm not going to mush it. Do your thing.
Thank you, brother. Do your thing. You see what you did to me this year? You see what you did?
I was just on Rex. Fucking idiot on my end.
Oh, my God. Since the Sandbox fans, we are continuing the defensive side of the ball with the positional rankings in our interior defensive linemen. Make sure to stay tuned and go check out the rest of the list. Peace, love, 5 stars, nothing less.